Hi, this is Bob Williamson. God, love. How would you define love? The dictionary defines it as love is an intense feeling of deep affection. Meanwhile, Urban Dictionary defines love as the act of caring and giving to someone else, having someone's best interests and well-being as a priority in your life. To truly love is a very selfless act. Love is an intense feeling of deep affection. The word love is mentioned 551 times in the Bible. The Greeks used several different words to translate God's love for us. My favorite in the translation that best describes God's love for us is agape. Agape love is the love God has for us. Even when we hurt him, he still loves us. 1 John 4:8 says that God is love and uses a sense of this word. This is considered the highest form of love in the New Testament. This love is that Jesus commands us to have for God and one another. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and all your strength. It's the first and greatest commandment, and the second like it is love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:37. It is a choice that says no matter what this person does to me, I will love them. No matter what happens in my life, I will love God. It isn't based on emotions, person, or circumstances, but choosing to love no matter what. It is unconditional love. The bottom line is agape best describes God's love for us and is considered one of the best Greek words that describes God's love for us. It means to show honor, affection, kindness, and goodness, not because of a deep emotional connection, but rather out of integrity. It shows to love regardless of it, if it is reciprocal or not. It is unconditional love, undeserved by the receiver. Another ancient word is ahab, pronounced ahab. It appears 208 times in the Old Testament and describes a deep emotional bond. You're likely thinking of this word when you think of traditional love. Ahab is a connection between a husband and wife, parent and child, two best friends, and even between a person and God. This is the word used when describing Abraham's love for his son, Isaac, Genesis 22:2, or Jacob's love for his wife, Rachel, Genesis 24:67. The other Old Testament word used for love is kesed, pronounced kesed. It was described by author Lois Berberg as follows. A bone-weary father who drives through the night to bail out his drug addict son out of jail. Kesed is a mom who spends day after thankless day spoon-feeding and wiping up after a disabled child. Kesed is an unsung pastor's wife whose long-suffering, tearful prayers keep her exhausted husband from falling apart at the seams. Kesed is love that can be counted on decade after decade. It's not the thrill of romance, but the security of faithfulness. This is one of my favorite words in the entire Bible. The word kesed appears 248 times in Scripture and is a predominant way God describes his love for us in the Old Testament. Kesed is different from ahab in that it depends not on a deep emotional bond, but faithfulness and covenant choice. The emotion is in this word. It is more than that. This word is often translated as mercy, faithfulness, and dedication to his people. Did you know the city of Philadelphia is called the city of brotherly love? Why is that? It's because of the Greek word philia. Philia is familial love, and it occurs 25 times in the New Testament. It's a love you have for a friend or sibling. It's an affection for someone dear to you. This goes beyond casual acquaintances or love for humanity in general. This love This love takes ownership and says, "You are my family now. Love one another with brotherly love." Outdo one another in showing honor, Romans 12:10. Notice how it says outdo one another in showing honor. This love is committed to choosing you as a member of my family and being committed to honoring you as my siblings. Since God is our ultimate father and we are his children now, we are all siblings in the faith and should love each other as such. Sure, siblings fight or don't always get along, but when you need them, they should be there for you. They should help you in times of need. Suffice it to say, God exhibits every form and meets every definition of love. That, I believe, is why John described him as love. 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast. It's not proud, does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.